Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher for the last time, I guess. I am retiring. Today is my last day. This is my last few minutes on the air with Mike Thompson, my boss, then your program director. What is all your titles?
Just call me Czar.
Czar.
Radio Czar.
Everybody out there who's listening, who still can't stand the sound of my voice, it's his fault. He's not going anywhere. So we were just talking about people who comment.
Yes.
That take the time to comment.
Yes. Many, many, many comments, and you've gotten many, 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 many terrific comments over the past couple of months.
But what do we remember? What do we always remember?
Well, we always obsess over the negative comments. It's only natural, and we try to remember that that's the minority, and most people are sorry to see you go and have glowing praise for all the work you have done, and it's justly deserved.
Thank you. You know, though, it was funny, we were talking yesterday, and I was thinking about this more. You said that you were a nervous wreck when you were hiring me because, you know, I was really, we're never sure.
You weren't a radio person.
I wasn't a radio person.
No, I mean, you were good on the radio.
I was a ink-stained wretch, you know.
You were good on the radio, but being good on the radio doesn't make you necessarily a good host, because host is a lot harder than just being a guest. Being a guest is hard. You have to have your thoughts together and be articulate and be engaging. But to be a host, you got to be all that. And you got to watch the clock, and you got to make sure you've done your research and make sure that the people you're interviewing are telling you the whole truth, nothing but the truth. And if they're not, call them on it. And it's a skill that you develop pretty quickly. It was a lot of work.
It was interesting transcribing the experience from print to broadcast and learning how to make the interview the content, to make that the final product versus a means to an end.
Yeah, when you're a reporter, whether it's radio reporter or a TV reporter, unless you're doing it live, or a newspaper reporter, your interview is a means to an end. You're looking for quotes, you're looking for information, you're looking for sound bites if you're a broadcast reporter. But when you're doing it live, your interview is the show. And you have to, so there has to be a structure, there has to be a beginning, a middle, and an end. You have to tell a story within that interview. Well, you don't necessarily have to do that as a reporter. You can hop all over the place. You can call them back.
I was the queen of the callbacks.
It's a different. The interview is the product on a show like this.
Yeah, that was one of the things that worried me, was because I was the queen of the callbacks. I had no compunction about calling people back over and over and over again.
No, as
until
good
I made
reporters
sure
do.
I got it right and got something that I maybe didn't understand very well and made sure I understood it. But I was a little nervous about that, but now I just do it on the air.
Well, no.
And say, hey, you know what? I meant to ask you about this 20 minutes ago.
But that's why we hired you, because you are not afraid to do that. And that's how normal people are. You have a conversation, you're curious, and you say, wait a minute, let's go back a couple minutes. You said something here. Can you clarify this? That's how people talk, and that's how people listen, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, the best compliment I ever get is when people say I'm asking the question that was just on their mind when I asked it.
Yeah. Before we go too far.
Yeah.
We're going to take a little trip back.
We're going to do something?
We're going to go back into the past.
Is this a surprise?
Kind of. 13 and a half years, you've been on the air.
You're not going to play the first show.
13 and a half years, you've been on the air. You've covered
so
a lot.
Sad.
Breaking news, Supreme Court rulings, elections, pandemics, racial justice reckonings, gardening, stargazing. And we have put together a little montage.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're going to play it right now.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine joins us now. Welcome back to the show, Governor.
Thanks, Ann. Good to be back with you.
Welcome to the show, Senator Brown.
Good to be here. Thanks. Good to be with you.
Ohio Secretary of State John Husted, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ann.
Joyce Beatty, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Ohio Speaker of the House Cliff Rosenberger, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ann. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And the state restarts its economy. Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder has named a bipartisan team of 24 legislators to work on plans for economic recovery. Welcome to the show, Speaker Householder.
Well, thank you very much, Ian. It's wonderful to be on.
We're talking about national politics with political journalist Ken Rudin, host of Political Junkie Podcast. Welcome back, Ken.
And is this our last date?
Tis.
Oh, I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you, too. I think I posted something on social media about how the first time I interviewed you or was going to interview you, I was terrified. And then
yeah.
and then I wasn't. Yeah. It's just been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I seem to be imposing until people meet me.
No, it's not that. You're distinguished, always, always, always distinguished. I want to talk about more of that, but I ought to get to a few of these issues. It's our weekly reporter roundtable. Laura Bischoff is politics and state government reporter for the USA Today Network Ohio Bureau. Welcome back, Laura.
I'm honored to be here.
Daryl Rowland is the politics and investigative reporter for ABC 6. Welcome back, Daryl.
It's a privilege, Ann.
Oh, you guys, stop it. And Karen Kessler is chief of the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Welcome back, Karen.
Honor, privilege, and pleasure.
Okay. All righty. So, Karen, this has been a highly controversial piece of legislation. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2002 and has authored more than two dozen books. He joins us now by phone from the Carter Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome to the show, President Carter.
Thank you, Ann. It's good to be with you and people all around Columbus.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher. Ohio State University police are alerting the main campus community that there's an active shooter. They report the shooter is at Watts Hall at West 19th Avenue and College Road. They are warning everyone to be alert of their surroundings and to shelter in place. Joining us right now is Esther Honig, WOSU News reporter on the scene. Of the reported active shooter on campus. Esther, welcome.
Hi, Ann. Thank you for having me.
Tell us where you are and what you know. Welcome to this special edition of All Sides with Ann Fisher, the Affordable Health Care Act. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to announce its decision about the constitutionality of President Obama's health care law this morning, and the decision could be announced any minute. The law is considered the key achievement of Barack Obama's first term in office.
Question of remedy. What of the statute should remain if the individual mandate is overturned? Oh, my God, this court just ruled the individual mandate survives as a tax. That's unbelievably unexpected.
Okay, we just heard that the individual mandate survives the U.S. Supreme Court ruling as a tax. So in other words, the tax is the remedy.
No. I'll try to explain as best I can, having not read the opinion. One big issue in this case was whether Congress exceeded.
There's a new blogger at Huffington Post, the president of Ohio State University, Gordon Gee. So what does he have to talk about? He joins us today to tell us about that and also to give us a chance to wish him a happy first semester and welcome.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to see you, Ann. It's been a while since we've seen each other.
Since last spring, sometime.
I thought I offended you. I thought that you weren't inviting me back on your program. I was doing penance. I was out there with a placard. Ann, please let me on your show.
You were busy traveling the state as you do the summer, right. Visiting all the different. Welcome back to All Sides. I'm your host, Ann Fisher. I'm talking with Ohio State President Michael Drake today. There's lots to talk about. So if you have a question for Dr. Drake, give us a call. To speak with us, Christina Johnson, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Some said that you were too woke for OSU. I use that word in quotation marks. Too progressive for some of the OSU trustees, particularly those appointed. Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 WOSU. My first guest today, the mayor of Columbus. Columbus Mayor Mike Coleman has decided to run for a fourth term as mayor. He joins us today to talk about that, I hope, the campaign trail that lies ahead and the potential for more years that await him in office, including many challenges and unfinished business, perhaps. Welcome to the show, Mayor.
Well, good morning. How are you, Ann?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
This is the first day.
This is the very first day.
On the FM 89.7.
Yes. It's 89.7 NPR News. I got it right the second time. 89.7 NPR News.
I'm your first guest.
You're my very first guest.
All right. This is exciting.
It's so exciting. It really is. Hello to everybody out there. Hello to all of our new listeners. And right now we have a call from Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Surprise, surprise.
Did you know this?
Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? What's
Welcome
up, Hakeem?
Welcome to the show.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I was introduced as the minority leader, but I'm really better known as Hassan's older brother.
Yeah.
and it's great. It's great to be on. I just really want to congratulate you on just a tremendous run in anchoring this show. providing news and insight and information.
She's the first woman to anchor a national nightly news program and has won every major award in broadcasting. She is a special correspondent for NPR Now. Susan Stamberg, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Very nice to meet you. And hi, Ohio.
Joining us now is historian and author David McCullough. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be back.
Doris Kearns Goodwin joins us by phone today to talk about it. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
Welcome to the show, Jeff Daniels.
Thank you, Ann. Glad to be here.
Welcome back to All Sides with Ann Fisher. Joining us now, Temple Grandin, the subject of the movie Temple Grandin, multiple Emmy award-winning movie on HBO. Welcome to the show, Temple.
It's great to be here. I'm in a car out in Texas in the country. I just hope I don't lose the signal, but I had to get back to doing my real job, training auditors to do animal welfare.
And she joins us today to talk about that. Welcome, Judy Collins.
Oh, hi. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Welcome to the show, Natalie Merchant.
Hello, thanks.
Well, let's listen to a cut from that album. It's called Spring and Fall.
Take me up to the...
Okay. Sorry, that's not the cut. That's not the cut, Natalie. Listeners.
I don't really remember that one.
But it is a children's version of a song, by the way.
When I put Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
She joins us now in the All Sides studio. Jane Pauley, welcome to the show.
I'm delighted to be in the All Sides studio. It's really a pleasure, Anne.
As I read the book, I kept returning to the title because the word calling kept changing from a noun to a verb, as in my life is calling for me, as if there's a life out there that the reader hasn't met yet, and it's looking for me.
Yeah. That's, I think, in my mind, at least 85% of the meaning is your life is calling. How will you respond?
Welcome to All Sides Weekend Chefs in the City. I'm your host, Ann Fisher, along with my co-hosts, restaurant reviewers and WOSU restaurant bloggers, Rich Terapak Sr. Welcome back.
Thanks, Ann. Good to be back.
And Steve Stover. Welcome.
Good morning, Ann. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. You got that right. Welcome back to Tech Tuesday on All Sides. I'm your host, Ann Fisher. Over the years of doing Tech Tuesday, we have covered a lot of trends, some of which continue to be central to the industry. Others have faded away. Still with us is Russell Holley, Managing Editor for Commerce at CNET, who is visiting me in person, I guess, to celebrate my retirement. This is our last Tech Tuesday together.
So it's funny. I think I've actually been threatening to come here to the studio for about 7 years.
Yeah.
And I just hadn't done it. And so when I heard that you were retiring, I was like, well, now it has to. Like, there's not a
busy guy, but man, yeah. I really appreciate it. Welcome to Wellness Wednesday on All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's been 3 years since the coronavirus pandemic upended everything. In response, an emergency declaration in 2020 enabled the federal government to modify Medicare, Medicaid. Tom Burns is an esteemed amateur astronomer. I've been trying to figure out how to describe you for a long time.
Esteemed.
Esteemed
amateur astronomer.
Little Dewey. And former director of Perkins Observatory at the Ohio Wesleyan University, where he taught creative writing for many years. Tom, welcome back as always.
Always good to be here, Ann.
Is that a good way to describe you, an esteemed amateur? Because whenever I say astronomer, you go, no.
I'm a stargazer.
A stargazer. How about that? Okay, an esteemed stargazer. Welcome back to All Sides. I'm your host, Ann Fisher, and my guest is Mark Berman, entomologist and founder of Bugman Education. There are some things I specifically wanted to talk about.
Okay,
and
fine.
One was the entomologist Justin. Julie Zicafus is known for her wildlife paintings, her prose, her blog, and above all, her insights into the natural world that surrounds us. This week, she's cleaning up the meadow she maintains on her 80-acre sanctuary in the Appalachian foothills of southern Ohio. She's also looking after some new guests, some baby box turtles that hatched on her property this month. Julie Zicafus, welcome back to the show.
It's so great to hear your voice again, Ann. I'm here.
Ohio's garden sage Deb Knapke, author, teacher, lecturer, and blogger about all things gardening, is back. Deb Knapke, welcome back to All Sides.
So nice to be here.
There's a second kind of problem in the parks, too, where hosing is the issue for staff. And
what's that?
So they, like most of the parks, they offer hosing for the staff. And with national parks being extremely popular, there's a lot of speculation in the hosing area going around. And
what's
and,
hosing? What do you mean?
Oh, hosing. Hoses, the like, so where they have a place to live. That's my Wisconsin
accent.
My Wisconsin accent coming through.
What a crack up. Okay.
Yeah. I am practically Canadian.
And someone's like on the internal chat going, house, what's wrong with you?
How do I say this? Housing.
Housing.
But it happened to Acadia, too, where housing was an issue. Yeah. And then, now I'm really self-conscious.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I deserve it.
Like they hose each other?
Housing.
Okay, housing. You know, Rick, talking with you over the last 13 and a half years has truly been a treasure. I'm so excited to be able to go and travel a little bit more than I've been able to in the past. And a lot of that has been from talking to you and spending time with you. And I know our listeners appreciate it, too. They absolutely love you.
And you've been a real blessing in your community for all that you've brought to public broadcasting. And I've looked forward to our conversations every year now, as you said, for a long, long time. And now I can wish you happy travels, and you can actually do it. So enjoy an active and fun next stage in your life. And thanks for all that you've done for public broadcasting. And
4 more to go to meet our goal for this hour, and we have 2 more minutes. I know you're picking up the phone right now and calling 866-897-9678. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for 13 and a half wonderful years raising funds and finding new members for 89.7 NPR News. Jonathan Pond, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, Ann. You know, it reminds me, my father used to tell us kids all the time that the best jobs in the world are those that help people lead a better life. Hmm. And I like to think that I've done some of that, but I also can't help but make that remark and think about dear Ann Fisher and what she has accomplished over the years. It's an amazing 2 hours. Long form radio is like manna from heaven for me because I'm a middle child. Obviously, I love to hear myself talk, but she has taken that to a level where all of you who are listening have so greatly benefited from that.
Jonathan, now, you're too kind. You are way too kind. Yeah, thank you.
Much love to you. And I don't want to preempt Laura, but folks in Radio Land, unless you're driving, can we clap Ann out? Will you join us in a round of applause?
And Laura Bischoff.
Congratulations, Ann.
Thank you. Laura Bischoff, politics and city government reporter for USA Today Network, Ohio Bureau. Thanks to all of you. That was adorable. And thanks to everybody else out there for listening. Keep listening. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.
Godspeed.
Woo!
Ann Fisher.
It's a wrap.
Well, there you go. 13 and a half years and 13 minutes. How about that?
That was a long sound check, Mike.
Amy Jurevich, our midday host, assistant program director, worked weeks putting that together. So many thanks to her.
Thank you, Amy. That was very nice.
For finding all those great moments. And there were many, many more that you want us to share. Perhaps you don't want us to share. But you outlived 3 OSU presidents. How about that?
Yeah, I know.
And one of your guests is now heading to federal prison. So
yes.
Former guest. Anyway.
Some have passed.
Yes.
Now you can't use that show I did with Jimmy Carter that I'm leaving.
We may.
Okay.
We may make a return appearance.
It was a great interview.
Yes, it was.
Of great memories, yeah. But the hosing at Yosemite or wherever.
Do you have any hosing for the summer after you retire?
It's one of the silliest things I've ever done. Oh, I've done it before, though. So, should we take a quick break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Okay, and get back to it. I got some old friends calling in, and I want to hear from them. And if you have a question or comment, I don't know how else to say it. If you want to talk to me or Mike, you can call 614-292-8513. We'll be right back. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.
The Last Ride, a deep dive into a shocking unsolved mystery.
These two young men disappear off the face of the earth, and the last person to see them live was this sheriff's deputy. His stories were so unbelievable.
Listen to the Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR network.
Welcome back to All Sides. I'm your host, Ann Fisher, and with me here is my boss. What is your title again?
Czar. Actually, technically, Senior Content Director of Radio.
I can't remember those kind of things. It's always been one of my problems. That's why I always had to have these cards with everyone's name and
Well, yeah, we should tell you, use the cocktail party introduction.
Yeah, don't.
Nobody cares that they're an emeritus and some guy who's long dead's chair or something. He's a history professor.
I still kind of, you know, bucked you on that, but I got it. Yeah. I completely got it.
That's one of the difference between broadcasting and print, because you got to get right to the point quickly and make it easy for people who are driving on 315 with their windows down, getting cut off, to understand you the first time. And it's just one of the little tricks that you had to learn.
You know, when we were listening to that a few minutes ago, and I'm going to get to some calls right away, but I just wanted to say it was like when we used to do sound checks and we'd listen and you'd say, okay, and we'd listen to a section and I would like trash it. And you'd go, well, actually, I thought that was pretty good. But I was like listening and I'm thinking, I'm still rushing my speech. I have so many flaws still.
But that's what makes your show great, is you have...
Like I trip over my words?
That you have flaws that you're not... You know, so many people in radio, thank God we've moved past the days of Edward R. Murrow with his hand in his ear talking like this all the time, where it was all middle-aged men with a deep voice, and if they didn't have a deep voice, they faked it. We've moved beyond that, thankfully. And so what you can connect with the audience far better than anyone... far better than I can, far better than anyone probably in this building, because you are you, and you're naturally curious, and you have a great laugh, and you're not afraid to ask the question that, you know.
Just say it, the dumb question.
No, there's no dumb question. That's the thing. But some hosts are afraid that they have to be the expert.
Yeah.
Where you learn pretty quickly, you don't have to be the expert. You have to be the curious person.
Right.
You know, Larry King always used to say, the late Larry King, he would never read the book before he interviewed a guest, which is not, it's maybe half wrong. You should at least read maybe the summary.
Yeah.
But he wanted to talk, he was curious about what the person wrote about, and he just wanted to talk to him.
Yeah.
And so, and those made for great conversations.
It did. And I learned that over time. I'm going to take a call right now from Larry Smith, the founder of the six-word memoir. Larry Smith, hi.
Well, my six words for you, Anne, or like many of your callers, thank you for taking my call. Your voice carries across the country. It's so good to be part of this celebration. So look, Anne, how can anyone find the love and of the words for love appreciation for you, Anne, right? Too hard. So we ask others in your community to share six words about what you mean to them and this community. I'd love to share just a few now.
Okay.
And then I want to let you get to other callers. Barbara Fant says, in six words, Anne's voice shaped and transformed generations. Your buddy Trish Gentile says, Anne gave space for all sides. Dante Wood Spike says, in six words, my community finally heard Anne's journalism. Your own Amy Jorvich says, six words, I know you can get behind. Anne loves membership drives. Give now, give now, give me. The inimitable David Brown says, Anne listened more than she spoke. And I believe the last one I'll share, and I just want to thank you so much for all you do, Anne. It's been such a pleasure to be on your show and be part of your community. From Charlie Bauer, who says in six words, 10 a.m. weekdays won't be the same.
Larry Smith, you were supposed to call me this spring, so you're on my list, but... But you're a dear to do this, to call in and share those six words from all those wonderful people. Thank you so much.
You make it easy for us and all of us, Anne. Has an amazing rest of last show. You're the best.
Thanks. You are too, Larry. Take care and stay in touch. I want to go to somebody else. You know, I was thinking when we were listening to that, I felt like we were on a big giant sound check and I was critiquing myself. And one of the people that really, really helped me was Susan, who is on the air right now. Susan, you're there. You were a voice coach for me.
Yes, I was. I was hired by WOSU to help you with some of your vocal tics and some of the stuff that you did that was more problematic. And I moved away shortly after
we worked together, and I was gone for almost a decade. I moved back 2 years ago and started listening to you when I got back. And I just want to say to you, oh, my gosh, you, I mean, your journalistic ethics and abilities have never been questioned. You are a fabulous interviewer, but you're also able to use your voice in a way that allows you to be the relaxed, happy, funny, genuine person that I met in the studio. And that comes across over the air now so beautifully. And I'm so happy to have been a tiny part of your success.
You were.
What a fabulous run you've had. I just had to tell you how great you are.
Well, you know how they talk about females, especially with their vocal fry, right?
Yeah.
Because they want to sound more more
authoritative.
Authoritative. Yeah. They want to have a deeper voice. And I was born with a deep voice. A lot of people think that I drink whiskey every night and smoke a pack of cigarettes, but this was my given voice. And you helped me become more comfortable. I was always raising my voice or trying to make my voice sound less deep because it was weird, unusual.
Yeah.
And you made me feel really comfortable with it and said, it's your instrument. Use it.
You have a beautiful natural voice. And like I said, I've been day after day, I've enjoyed listening to you, and best of luck to you in whatever
Thanks.
You choose to do. But your gain is our loss.
Oh, Susan, thank you so much for all your help. I really appreciate it. It was enduring.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Wow. It's been a long time since we've had Susan.
I know. That was really, really nice. Here's somebody that I've been interviewing for, 100 years. No offense, Lisa Hamill, if you get, you're not that old, but I am. Welcome to the show, Lisa. She is
congratulations on your long and super successful career. You know, I believe we met for the first time when you were a State House press corps.
Yeah.
Press corps.
30
Maybe
years
it was
ago.
Under the Voinovich administration, mm-hmm. and throughout your tenure at the Columbus Dispatch. But, you know, all the times that you've had me on your program, and for your willingness to cover issues that affect really the least among us, you have been an absolute champion for those who didn't have a voice. And I just wanted to say thank you for your commitment. You are going to be deeply missed. I'm going to miss your laugh, mm-hmm. and Godspeed on all of your travels. May they be many and joyful.
Thank you, Lisa. Lisa Hamler-Fugit is Executive Director of the Ohio Association of Food Banks, has dedicated her entire career to helping very people that she was talking about. And Lisa, thank you for always taking our calls, always coming on when we needed you. You never turned us down. You were always there, always top of mind, was helping the people that you help and furthering that mission. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Ann, and Godspeed.
Thanks. Take care, Lisa.
Bye.
It is interesting how the job kind of, how so many people I knew back in the day when I first moved to Columbus, I'm still.
That's one of the reasons why we hired you. Well, no, you had that Rolodex, you had that reputation. We knew you could get guests, and you knew that they trusted you to come on the show. So that was, there were you know, that's one of the things you had going in your favor, because you were known in the community, both on the part of your readers when you were at the Dispatch and also the newsmakers who you had interviewed countless times before you came to work for us. So let me start interviewing you. What is your plan?
I don't exactly have a plan per se. I mean, I have things I know I want to do short term. I'm just going to, I'm going to try to get bored. I've never really been bored in my life.
What was it like? I woke up this morning and I was like, I wonder what Anna's thinking. She's waking up.
Up at 4:30.
Getting ready to go to her last day at work. What is that like? For the folks who are retired in the audience, they know what that's like. But for the rest of us, what was that like?
Well, strangely, I was mentioning this to Julia Keller in the last hour. It was a lot like the feeling I felt was a lot like the first day I was going to be on the air 13 and a half years ago. When I first came to WSU for a month, we got the show ready.
Yeah.
I went on the air a month later. And I remember, you know, because it was all playtime. before then, and all of a sudden I'm driving in, and it's kind of like today, it's all, oh, it's been all this whoopity-doo, but it's my last day on the air on All Sides with Ann Fisher. Yeah. It's gonna, All Sides is going to stay, but it won't have Ann Fisher associated with it anymore. And I felt sort of the same, interestingly, the same kind of weird feeling of anticipation and terror. Mm-hmm. And then also, what were they thinking, and what was I thinking, you know, and just kind of the whole... what's around the next corner? I don't know. And Julie, and it was really helpful. It was not, it was only a little bit joking that I scheduled Julia Keller to talk about her book quitting, because a lot of what I was getting from people was, you're at the top of your game. Why are you quitting now? And I feel really good about what I've done. And I think, I'm not saying, oh, it's quit while I'm ahead kind of a thing, but what, you wait till you're at the bottom of your game?
No.
So, I mean, as much as I appreciate the compliment. We've got Cliff Rosenberger here, former Speaker of the Ohio House of Representatives. Cliff Rosenberger, welcome.
Hey, Ann, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for your call.
Well, I just tell you, I was thinking about you today, and I had to call in. And I just personally wanted to call you and thank you for all you did. And to tell you that I thoroughly enjoyed my time when I was in the legislature working with you. And, you know, the Fourth Estate, it's a very important piece of our democracy, which is always seeming to be challenged more and more, but you were always on that pointy end of the spear, and I can't thank you enough. And I don't want to take a lot of your time, but I just wanted to call and thank you for your service and what you've done, and always tell you I appreciated working with you.
Thank you, Cliff. I really appreciate that.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you for calling
in. So you
have
a good one and enjoy your retirement.
Okay, I'll give it a good go. That is former Speaker of the Ohio House, Cliff Rosenberger, giving us a call. We got a few more calls to take, and my guest in the studio is Mike Thompson. I should have written down what your title is. He's okay, it doesn't matter. He's my boss.
You can use all kinds of words.
And he's czar.
Not one of the seven dirty ones that George Carlin says we can't do.
And everyone should know that Mike Thompson is a huge force behind All Sides, not just because he hired me, but because he helped me mold the show into what it is today and into something that's going to endure after I leave. The show's bigger than me. We created something that I think is really important for the community, and it's going to endure, and I'm more thrilled about that than anything. And Mike Thompson lots of times had to push me to do a little bit more. And he takes my phone away, too.
I'm taking
he
your phone
like
away.
I use my phone
so we have all kinds of rules for All Sides. One is no phones
and
in
I break
studio.
Them all the time.
Those of us in the building at WOSU know not to email Ann during her show because she will respond to the email during a show.
Yeah, but you've emailed me during my show.
I try not to.
Yeah, but you have. And then I answer
you,
it and I go,
how would you
oh,
know that? How would you know that I emailed
because
you during
I checked
your show?
The emails. I know. I'm horrible. We'll be right back. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.
The Last Ride, a deep dive into a shocking unsolved mystery.
These two young men disappear off the face of the earth, and the last person to see them live was this sheriff's deputy. His stories were so unbelievable.
Listen to the Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR network.
Welcome back to All Sides. I'm your host, Ann Fisher. We're talking about my last, I think, 18 minutes on the air now. My boss, Mike Thompson's here with me. He's the host of Columbus on the Record. You know, I really, one of the things I loved doing was being on Columbus on the Record.
That's how we met.
And yeah, exactly. You, when I was a columnist at the Dispatch, it was just about the same time that Coder started.
Yep.
And you immediately invited me on. I think I was on the second show.
Yeah. And yeah, we wanted the Metro columnist on the show to provide some context to what was going on in the city. And
plus, she flapped her lips a lot. And,
you were great. And that's why we had you back.
I had some crazy moments. I don't know. I was a little...
Oh, yeah, there's some... yeah.
There were moments.
Yes.
One time I remember I said something, and all I just remember you going, "Oh, Ann." I thought, oh, my God, what... I went too far now. Yeah. I went too far. We've got callers I want to get to, old friends. Betty Montgomery, former Ohio Attorney General and former state senator. And that's when I covered her, when she was a state senator, when I was a state house reporter for the Toledo Blade. Betty Montgomery, welcome.
Hey, Ann, I just want to tell you, I have listened to 13 years off and on as I'm driving here and there. I have been at the pointy end of your spear on occasion.
And yes.
I've known you since you worked for the Blade, and I know how tough your assignments have been working for that organization, mm-hmm. and then Columbus Dispatch. And the thing that has always, always impressed me is your curiosity and the breadth of your intelligence. And I just want to say to you, I think you've done a wonderful job, and I am truly going to miss listening to you. And then I can reassure myself that even though I've been at the pointy end of your spear on occasion, that maybe you do like me. So you are a wonderful addition to what is desperately needed, which is a civil conversation about really important issues. And you've done a wonderful job. Oh. And I'm grateful for knowing you.
Yes, Betty, I do like you. And we've had this conversation before, folks. Yes, I have a pointy spear. But Betty, you know, you always answered my calls. You always called me back. And sometimes you called me without me asking on a Sunday night, you know, so, to give me a piece of your mind. But it's been a privilege to cover you over the years. I'm sorry that you didn't have a longer career in public office. That was the old Republican.
But you know what? I think your last call, your last guest was absolutely right. You always look at what happens as a positive thing, and that there's always a future that is unexpected and you look forward to. And I hope that your future is both unexpected and you look forward to it, because you certainly have earned it.
Thank you, Betty. Take care.
God bless. God bless, Ann. Bye-bye.
Former Ohio Attorney General Betty Montgomery. I used to cover her back when she was a state senator, and I was a state house reporter for the Toledo Blade.
Yes, pioneering woman herself.
Yes, very much so. Wow. Joe Hallett in Westerville. Joe Hallett, my old partner. You're on the air.
Hey, Ann.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, Ann.
Joe's a former political editor for the Columbus Dispatch. He was the State House reporter, the lone State House reporter, before I joined him at the Toledo Blade Bureau in Columbus back in 1989.
Yeah, and I just wanted to congratulate you on a long, long career, first as an Instinct Rich, and then including, gosh, what was it, 7 years in a two-person bureau mm-hmm. with me, and... I enjoyed your friendship very much. I enjoyed your professionalism. We had too much fun too often.
Yep.
And I look forward to spending, Marie and I do more time with you and Jeff.
Me too.
In the days ahead.
Joe taught me how to talk about politics like other people talk about sports. And that was the gift that keeps on giving, Joe. So thank you for that. And we'll be talking soon, okay?
Okay, see you soon.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much. Wow. Okay, do you mind if I take another call?
It's your show, Ann, for another 13 minutes.
Susan in Omaha. Everyone's always like, Omaha? Is someone actually calling from Omaha? Susan?
Ann, I discovered All Sides with Ann Fisher about 8 years ago. I lived in Ohio for 9 months, and I thought, hey, this is really great. And I've been a fan of yours ever since. I think you're way up there, if not the best, one of the very best. And I'm gonna miss your show, but I think you're really entitled to a very happy retirement.
Susan, keep listening, because All Sides isn't going anywhere. I'm just leaving, but they're gonna the same guy that hired me is gonna hire the next person. He's a little no pressure, Mike.
I'm sure it'll be real good. But yeah. I think you're gonna be hard to replace. And I wish you well.
Thank you, Susan, so much. Thanks for all your calls over the years and freaking people out that someone was listening from Omaha. That was always awesome.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay. Thank you. Good luck. Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye.
You know, people do listen all over the country.
Yep.
I remember one time Jonathan Pond was saying, oh, he's got some millionaire friend or some one of his clients in California and blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, if there's any millionaires in California listening right now and would like to show their support for 89.7 NPR News, you could donate now. And sure enough, someone came through from California within minutes with a $1,000 donation.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great way for her. She lived here for a while,
yeah,
moved away. It's a great way to, with the internet and the mobile app and everything else, to stay connected to where you grew up, where you spent a lot of time, and in your show really got people up to speed about what was going on, what people here in Central Ohio were talking about, still talking about.
Yeah, yeah. So they're still talking about who's going to be the next state superintendent of public instruction. Here's the last superintendent of public instruction, Paolo Di Maria. And Paolo, welcome. But how do we pronounce your last name? Tell me true.
No, you're doing perfect, Ann.
It's Di Maria?
It's great. I am so excited to see what you do next, Ann, because you've always inspired me. I always look for people who are full of joy and passion for what they do, and you are one of those. I think the sense I always got from listening to you or being interviewed by you or working with you was that you loved what you do, and I think that will serve you so well. So I'm going to be watching and seeing what transpires in your life, because I know you still have so much to offer.
Paolo, thank you so much. I mean, again, another old, you know, someone I've known. I don't know what you were doing when I first got here, but you were always doing something, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing, changing it up. You've seen me move around Capitol Square to different
Oh, I know.
Positions.
Yes, you were with the budget in the OB Ohio Budget Office or
yeah,
whatever.
Right,
yeah.
And I was with the Senate before that, and yeah, then I was at the Board of Regents for a little while, and worked for Governor Taft as his chief policy advisor.
Yeah,
and all throughout that, you were a constant source of both information, curiosity. You brought great knowledge. You always treated people fairly, and I think you have a lot of respect for the civil servants in the state who are sort of the unsung heroes that toil in the work of the people. And I think you gave them due respect, although you were always challenging the ones that were either in those decision making or maybe had exercised some poor judgment. But I think you understood that government, public servants primarily are there to do the good work, and you were respectful of that.
You know, and I'm resisting the urge to start interviewing you about what you think about what's going on with public education, but I'm going to let that go because I know that's not what you're calling about.
I appreciate that. We'll have lunch sometime and we can talk about
that. That sounds wonderful. Paolo Di Maria, thank you so much.
And you're fantastic.
Oh, thank
you. Look forward to seeing what you do. Take care.
Thanks, you too. Oh, I can't go another second without calling on Joan Duffy. Joan Duffy, Joan Duffy just, you retired, what, like a month ago, right? From WOSU.
This is the fourth week, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Former WOSU administrative assistant, been here. How many years, Joan, did you work here?
I worked at Ohio State for 44 years, and I was at WOSU for, I think, 29.
Wow. Wow. And she was there when I arrived, of course, and someone said to me, you want to know Joan, she'll take care of you, and you've always been such a great friend and just a great ally. Thank you.
And I want to thank you, too, for someone that worked with you all those years and as a friend. Every day at work was great. You and your team always kept me up to date on everything. And, I mean, it's funny because I was calling this number, and I thought, how many times did I give out this number on the phone? But I never called it. I just wanted to say thank you, and you're going to be missed every day there.
Thanks. You're already missed, but we'll catch up at the next happy hour, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All
you
right.
Enjoy your last day, and I love you.
Love you too, Joan. Thank you so much.
You don't want to forget to do that.
Yeah, before I this is something that I'm bad about, only because I'm always asking that last question and then the person talks too long and then I run out of time at the end of the hour. How many of those have you heard, folks? But I want to say thanks to my Allside staff. There's so many. Let's start. I mean, my first producer, Linda Taylor, my next producer, Michael DeBonis. My next producer, Mary Lee Williams, my next producers, I mean, they just go on and on and on until mm-hmm. my current producers. Then we, Marcus Charleston and Aaron Asmat Rabinowitz. Aaron was with me during the COVID shutdown when we were just about ready to, you know, bring people in to interview to fill a couple slots, and then they shut everything down. And Aaron Rabinowitz and Matt Rand, who is now also at WOSU as a reporter, stepped in and, you know, had to deal with me and all of the stresses and everything. And neither of them had experience producing a talk show. Aaron has just been, you know, an amazing student of the talk show skill. Marcus was one of the people we were getting ready to interview before they shut everything down. He was stuck in Phoenix doing his thing there, and we ended up bringing him on board. It'll be 2 years in August. Just tremendous staff, tremendous brain power going on there. Also, our interns, we're a big intern user. We pay them. Currently, Ethan Miller and Nicole Nowicki are with us for this summer. They're both two of the best. Our last batch of interns was probably the best I've ever had in 13 and a half years, which was freakish. It's been tough with interns because they go to the semester system. They don't have as much flexibility.
And they have that terrible habit of graduating.
Then they graduate. And this is my thing. I train them up. I invest all that time in them. And then they fly away.
That's
and we've
right.
got a new batch to train. But, you know, those days are over with. But working with interns mm-hmm. have been one of the, you know, just one of the gifts that keep on giving in the job. It's been wonderful. You know, the Ohio Channel is a big reason why so many mm-hmm. people around the state listen to the show and watch the show, the Ohio Channel. And I want to say thanks to them for such a great job. Board operation today, Chris Johnston. Thank you so much, Chris, for stepping up and being our board operator. It's been great getting to know you. Alan DiCenzo is the composer of our theme music. We're keeping the theme music.
Yes.
Yes, the theme music is staying. Alan, beautiful song. One time I heard it at an event that a band was playing at, and they actually played the whole, there's actually a whole version of the song, and all these people are coming into my studio right now.
Sure. Yeah, the WOSU staff is filing in.
The whole staff is filing in. There's Michael DeBonis. Yeah. He did escape my clutches some years ago after 5 years of doing his time, but we're still great friends, and gosh, you guys, you're freaking me out. So Alan DiCenzo, composer of our beautiful theme music, WOSU News and Public Affairs Director, or whatever they call you, Mike Thompson, Radio Operations
they call
Director,
me lots of things.
Kevin Petrilla. I faked a disaster this morning, Kevin. I didn't fake it. Again, it was operator error, but you were there.
There,
on the spot.
There had to be one last time that I had to step in to try to fix something.
I know it. And Senior Broadcast Technician Eric French is not with us anymore, but I think friend Eric is listening out there. So, Eric, love to you as well. And you know everybody in here, or most everybody in here, knows I'm famous for the reply all on the all staff emails where I've given away secrets. I've blown covers a few times. One time I was complaining about...
You had a HIPAA violation once.
One time I complained about the faucets in our basement not being clean enough. I blasted it out the entire staff and the board and everyone. And by the time I got out of my studio, people were cleaning everything. But Mary Alice Akins, our wonderful person here that runs kind of almost everything, said, you know, next time, could you just send it to me, Anne? I'll take care of it, I promise. This is the whole staff in here right now. Well, not the whole staff. It's just who's ever here. Mike Meadows, Stephen Lahr, Aaron Rabinowitz, Mike. I mean, it's too many people. I can't go through all the names, and I'll forget them anyways. You know, if I don't have a card in front of me, I won't be able to do it. Christopher Purdy, All Sides Weekend will live on thanks to you. The books, the arts and culture, thank you so much. Destination Radio, for
I'm
sure.
I'm going to play producer here, Ann. You have 2 minutes left.
What? Okay. Okay, I have 2 minutes left. You know, I don't really have anything. Mike said if you have anything prepared, I don't. I just want to say thanks to the listeners out there that put all their faith in me. I love it when people say they've been listening to me from the beginning. I go, oh, my God, really? Wow. You're a survivor of the early days. Thank you to everybody. Thanks to all the people who started listening to WOSU and 89.7 as a way to get to know Columbus. That's what we're here for. That's what we want to be for you. All Sides with Ann Fisher is no more, but All Sides will live on. And we'll have a permanent replacement.
No replacement, just someone who's next.
Someone who's next.
No one can replace Ann
Fisher. The next person will come on probably around August. So stick with the show. Support public media. Support 89.7 NPR News as much as you can. We're more important than ever. And it's been the privilege of my life to work with these people and to work for you out there listening right now. So thank you. I love you all. And we're out of time. That's it. Thanks for listening. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.